This is Nancy Casey with an update about the situation in Haiti, where grassroots activists in the country have been responding to the disaster there since the moment it began. Starting out with some numbers. An Associated Press report breaks down how U.S. aid dollars are being spent in Haiti. 42 cents for assistance goods, including personal items, equipment, and medical supplies. 33 cents for U.S. military aid. 9 cents for food transport. 5 cents for paying Haitians to help with the recovery effort. And 1 cent to the Haitian government. And a half cent to the Dominican Republic. The report says that the majority of U.S. funds are being funneled through established providers such as the UN World Food Program, the Pan American Health Organization, and nonprofits such as Save the Children. U.S. relief spending in Haiti is nearing the $400 million mark, approximately $1.25 for each person in the U.S. The U.S. has pledged up to $1 billion. This money comes from the $2.6 billion line item in the federal budget for disaster relief. The Chronicle of Philanthropy estimates total private disaster aid to Haiti to date at $470 million. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, who announced the cancellation of Haiti's $295 million debt to his country last week, said, quote, "Haiti has no debt with Venezuela. On the contrary, it is Venezuela that has a historic debt with Haiti, thanks to the support that Haiti gave to Simon Bolivar in the struggle for independence from Spain in the 19th century." The International Monetary Fund has yet to act on its pledge to cancel Haiti's debt. UN forces in Haiti, or MINISTA, issue a press briefing every day. Here are some samples of the types of information they report. On January 26, prisoners update. According to the latest figures, 5,100 prisoners escaped after the earthquake across the country. In Port-au-Prince, inmates escaped from the National Penitentiary and the prisons of Carrefour, Delma 33, and Acaye. In the regions, inmates escaped from the main prisons of Jacmel, Les Cayes, and Petit Goave. 36 of these prisoners have been recaptured by the Haitian National Police and the UN Police in Les Cayes and Jacmel. 11 of them were recaptured in Jacmel yesterday. No prisoner has been recaptured in Port-au-Prince. Most likely, these ones followed the migration flow toward the regions in search of better living conditions, as thousands of other people did. Following the 20th of January discussions between the U.S. ambassador in Haiti, Kenneth Merton, and the U.N. Police Commissioner, Gerard Chaumont, to build between 50 and 100 housing areas for prison inmates, a U.S. assessment team will be arriving from Washington today to help the Haitian National Police evaluate and decide on the location where these supplementary housing areas will be set up, most likely outside of Port-au-Prince. This is a point. We need to remember that before the earthquake, Haiti had a high pre-trial detention rate, close to 85%. Therefore, many of these 5,100 prisoners are not convicted criminals. The January 27th MINISTA daily press briefing reads in part, "The Joint Operations Tasking Center was officially launched yesterday. It will operate from the MINISTA logistics base. The JOTC was established to bring together and coordinate the efforts of all actors in the delivery of humanitarian assistance at different levels, political, humanitarian, and military." Security. Some food distribution points continue to face crowd control problems. In those cases, the situation sometimes compels peacekeepers to fire warning shots in the air with rubber bullets or fire tear gas to restore order, according to the UN Rules of Engagement. In addition, many food distributions take place without security presence, without U.S. militaries or MINISTA forces knowing their whereabouts and being able to help them. The government of Haiti conducted a food distribution in Cité Soleil yesterday with the support of the Haitian National Police. At some point, the crowd reportedly became disorderly, and the Haitian National Police requested support from MINISTA. The event ended without any incident. The Haitian government issued its official report on the earthquake last week, requesting urgent delivery by the international community of 200,000 family-sized tents and 36 million food rations to help feed 1.5 million people. The Haitian government estimates 112,000 dead, 195,000 injured, 1 million homeless, with at least half the houses destroyed in Port-au-Prince, Jacmel, and Léogâne, and 23 private hospitals known destroyed. The government will create 2 official camps near Port-au-Prince and at least 6 camps outside of the Port-au-Prince area. The Haitian government estimates the capacity of food distribution at 200,000 to 300,000 rations per day, acknowledging that in Port-au-Prince alone and its surrounding areas, over 800,000 people will not be reached. In its report, the government reiterated its opposition to precipitous adoptions and uncontrolled departures from Haiti of vulnerable or orphaned children, saying it remains concerned about the risk of trafficking. And finally, the Haitian government encouraged NGOs engaged in humanitarian or food aid to work with the UN system that has been established. Wired magazine is throwing its mite into a decentralized recovery and rebuilding of Haiti with the launch of a site, HaitiWired.wired.com. Organizers say they want to test 5 principles that could apply to Haiti's situation and transform the way the world responds to crisis. These principles are collaboration, transparency, innovation, design, and a do-it-yourself approach that puts communities in charge of their own affairs. To give an example of the kinds of networking they hope to support, Wired passes on a recent posting by Lila Jaina, founder of Samasource, an online platform whose mission is to connect women, youth, and refugees to life-changing work on the Internet. Lila Jaina writes, "First, here's the immediate situation on the ground. My organization, Samasource, is now working with Frontline SMS, Ushahidi, and Crowdflower to use Crowdflower's platform to translate emergency text messages coming out of Haiti, which improves response times by aid workers on the ground. The exciting thing about this partnership, very soon, Haitians in Mirable, rather than expats in the U.S., will be earning money for performing these translations. We hope to fund the development of an information and communications technology center to provide long-term digital work to more than 50 people, starting with a contract for translation. If you speak Creole and English, please support this effort by volunteering to perform initial translations to build up the system. You can find information about that at www.samasource.org/contribute/volunteer. This is how you give work, not aid." Those are the words of Lila Jaina from Samasource on the web at www.samasource.org. The United States Geological Survey sets the January 12th earthquake in the context of what it terms a, quote, small-scale ring of fire like that encircling the Pacific Ocean. The USGS cites earthquakes greater than magnitude 7 that have occurred in Puerto Rico, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, Martinique, and Guadeloupe. The juncture of the Caribbean and South American plates along the northern coast of Venezuela has also caused damaging earthquakes in the vicinity of Trinidad and Tobago. Over the past 3 centuries, earthquakes comparable to or stronger than the recent one have struck Haiti at least 4 times, including quakes in 1751 and 1770 that destroyed Port-au-Prince. The USGS warns that the aftershock sequence of a magnitude 7 earthquake will continue for months, if not years, and that damaging earthquakes will remain possible in the coming months. There is a small chance of another earthquake larger than the initial shock. In the words of the report, quote, "The earthquake undoubtedly relieved some stress on the fault segment that ruptured during the event, but the extent of rupture along the fault is unclear at this time. Fault slip models, radar measurements, and satellite imagery suggest that the segment of the Enriquillo Fault to the east of the January 12th epicenter and directly adjacent to Port-au-Prince did not slip appreciably in this event. This implies that the Enriquillo Fault zone near Port-au-Prince still stores sufficient strain to be released as a large damaging earthquake during the lifetime of structures built during the reconstruction effort. The USGS aftershock prediction for the next 30 days puts another magnitude 7 earthquake at a 3% possibility, with a 25% chance of a magnitude 6 quake or higher, and the report says to expect at least 2 or 3 aftershocks of magnitude 5 or greater. Magnitude 5 shocks have the potential to cause further building collapse. For maps, satellite imagery, and other geologic information about the quake, you can go to www.usgs.gov. Joseph Figaro of the organization A Partnership for a New Haiti posts this open letter to the press on Bob Corbett's Haitian interest list. He writes, "The Haitian people are experiencing a very difficult time. All of us Haitians abroad and friends of Haiti need to do whatever we can to support them and the country. It is disheartening to see the left and right-wing journalists both be back at what they do best, fermenting destructive partisanship among the various political, economic, and social factions in Haiti. These journalists need to take a good look and take responsibility for some of the political infighting Haiti has experienced in the last 20 years. I am begging these journalists to stop. Souffle de feu. Put that fire out. Those are the words of Joseph Figaro of A Partnership for a New Haiti. This has been an update on the situation in Haiti. You can learn more about the work of groups and individuals mentioned in this update and how to support them by going to www.couragewoman.org. This report was produced by KRFP, Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and Yin Radio at yinradio.org. I'm Nancy Casey.